talking to Aubrey's essay, correct?
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. And you were born in Russell?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know the ethnic background of your family, where they came from? Were they born in Russell as well, or did they come from other parts of Georgia? Or?
No, they were all born in Russell, around Russell. Yes.
How many generations back do you know that your family's been in Russell then?
How many what?
Generations, years back, do you know?
No. Only mine, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I don't have any more, no. Mm-mm.
But you know your parents were here?
Yeah.
Do you know what, you know, people know if they're from Russian descent, or what part of Europe your family might have come from? Do you have any idea?
No, most all of them are just, you might say Americans, but I had none that was from any other country.
Okay. What schools did you attend in Russell?
I attended in Russell the grammar school there on Mimosa Street, and then in high school was in Milton, Alpharetta.
So that was after Milton, but we've heard some stories about when there was one school that went straight through, so this is after there was a separate high school.
Hmm. School. Yeah, what year did I?
Yeah, what year?
I graduated from high school, 39.
Mm-hmm. Have you spent any considerable time away from Russell, living in your life?
Only the time I spent away from Russell was during the war, World War II. Mm-hmm. I spent 3 years and 7 months, just say 3 years.
3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you stationed? Where were you during the war?
France and Belgium.
Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go over with people, anybody from Russell that you knew, or was it?
No, I didn't have anybody, but of course I ran across a lot of them. Mm-hmm. But I did not have anybody that I went overseas with.
What unit were you? What were you?
I was in the Quartermaster Depot Company. We did big depots for the servicemen up front and things like that. And then also I was in a greater, what we call Depot Q290, that we received all the luggage and things, that are personal stuff that men and people of all branches that lost their life.
Mm-hmm.
And we shipping their things back to the state. So I spent a good amount of time. That was a big operation.
I'd imagine so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was just a lot to do. We had a world of people working there. We had about 300 French people, and it was about 300 of the service, our company, and then we had about 100 Germans.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a big operation.
Did you learn any French or German while you were there?
No.
No.
Most of them could speak English, tell you the truth,
yeah.
Especially the Germans.
That's the way it is nowadays, I think.
Yeah.
You don't have to learn other languages sometimes. After high school, did you go any further in education? Did you take classes?
No, took off to work.
Took off to work, right away. Okay. What were your jobs? What did you do?
My family was in the grocery business all my life here in Russell. And I started off in 32, just messing around the store. My father was in the car business, and that was during the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
He got laid off, and he was coming home, and I had an uncle that was running a little grocery store there. And he stopped and went in with him. And the store, little store, was called. So I started there, working inside. I was small and things. I worked my way up, and I was a delivery boy for several years while I was going to, even while I was still in grammar school. But